From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. and Russia are close to an agreement. U.S. and Russian defense officials have concluded a third round of talks on rules for conduct in the air over Syria. They are finalizing a memorandum of understanding that will establish basic safety rules. The U.S. Department of Defense says progress was made during a video conference Wednesday, which focused narrowly on the implementation of specific safety procedures. Israel has deployed hundreds of soldiers across the country to help police meet the threat of Palestinian violence. Stabbings and other attacks by Palestinians have already killed at least seven Jews and spread fear throughout Israel. At least 31 Palestinians have been killed after attacking Israelis or throwing rocks and firebombs at Israeli soldiers. President Barack Obama is sending U.S. military personnel to Cameroon to conduct airborne surveillance of Boko Haram militants. A U.S. official said the troops were invited by Cameroon's government as part of a larger international effort to stop the spread of violent extremism in West Africa. Boko Haram has been active in northern Cameroon, which is across the border from its home base of northeastern Nigeria. Afghan officials say at least 22 border police and 35 Taliban insurgents were killed when fighting erupted in southern Helmand province. The officials say about a dozen Afghan security personnel were wounded in the violence in Nahzad province. The Taliban had overrun the district about 2 months ago. Iran's Guardian Council has approved the implementation of the country's recent nuclear agreement. Iran's parliament had passed a bill approving the accord on Tuesday. The endorsement by the Guardian Council means the bill has been passed into law. This is VOA News.